When a gunman opened fire at Fort Hood 2 weeks ago, some people in Killeen, Texas, immediately thought of an earlier mass tragedy. On October 16, 1991, a man crashed his pickup truck through the front window of Luby's Cafeteria in Killeen. He opened fire, killing 23 diners who were eating lunch. It was the nation's deadliest shooting by a single gunman until Virginia Tech in 2007. As NPR's John Burnett reports, what's come to be called the Luby's Massacre informs the community in responding to the Fort Hood tragedy.
Most customers don't have a clue what happened here 18 years ago. The restaurant on Highway 190 that was Luby's is now the Yank Sing Buffet, fronted by palm trees and stone lions. But Sergeant Arthur Yanez remembers. He pauses in the parking lot while heading in for the $9 all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet.
I was stationed in Germany. I heard in the news that some guy had walked in with an M16, started shooting people. Unfortunately, there was nobody there to defend themselves.
The murder weapons were actually two semi-automatic handguns.
It was a massacre, just like what happened here the other day on Post.
Aside from geography and malevolence, the two violent incidents are not terribly similar. The Luby's shooter muttered something about being mistreated by local women before he walked around the carpeted dining room, calmly executing cowering patrons. When police arrived, he ran into the bathroom and put a bullet in his head. The clearer parallels are about how this community has responded to two mass murders that happened only a couple of miles apart. Major Blair was the mayor of Killeen 18 years ago.
People say, how do you overcome something like this? Well, you don't really overcome it. You begin to do what you think is necessary to cause people to kind of mellow and to get a hold of their life. But we've come through it real strong, and we get stronger because of it.
I find all the time that people say, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That's what we want. We don't want people to live every day going, oh, this is where Luby's happened.
Jill Hargrove was then and is still the victim's assistance coordinator with the Bell County DA's office. Then as now, there were grief counselors and prayer services, people lined up outside blood banks, and flocks of reporters descended. Hargrove says also in 1991, the huge Army post was geared up for overseas casualties.
We had just started Desert Storm, so all the counselors were prepared for soldiers to come home, widows to be here. We were prepared for all that. No one was prepared for a restaurant scene to turn into a mass murder.
One of the more public figures to emerge from the Luby's massacre was Susanna Hupp. On that day in 1991, she was a young chiropractor eating lunch with her parents in the restaurant. The pickup truck driver shot her mother and father dead.
My gun was 100 feet away, out in the parking lot in my car, because at that time in the state of Texas, it was illegal to carry.
Hupp claims if she'd had her pistol with her, she would have stood up, aimed, and taken out Hennard. She rode her grief and outrage into the Texas legislature, where, as a lawmaker representing Killeen, she won passage of the state's concealed handgun law. It does not apply to military bases. Since then, she's become a popular speaker around the country on the Second Amendment. At this cafe in her hometown of Lampasas, Hupp packs a Kel-Tec 380 in her purse, and her chair faces the door. Luby's changed her.
I do consider myself much more aware. When I'm sitting in a restaurant, I notice where the exits are. I definitely notice if a single man walks through the door and looks odd for some reason.
When Hupp heard about the shooting at the Army post down the road, her mind raced back to the Luby's dining room and the human tendency to think it can never happen to me. Of one thing she's sure, no matter how many years pass, the Fort Hood shooting will forever change everyone who was there. John Burnett, NPR News, Austin.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.